This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, linked to the stories that matter.
Facing closure last year, Brisbane's Open Doors Youth Service remains open thanks to the large donation, which allows their work with LGBTIQ youth to continue. Open Door Youth Service in Brisbane nearly had to close their doors in 2017. With a recent $10,000 grant, they can now continue providing support and advocacy services to youth at risk of homelessness, mental health distress, alcohol and drug concerns, sexual health, and family breakdown. Open Door Youth Service was established to support LGBTIQ youth as they represent one of the largest demographics that experience homelessness in Australia. CEO Pam Barker recounts its origin.
We were birthed out of an organisation called Brisbane Youth Service. They still exist today. They're one of our friendly family members. And they actually were a service that was set up to prevent homelessness amongst young people throughout southeast Queensland. From that, they saw a rising need of LGBTIQ youth come through the service needing support, and they found that their service wasn't providing the intensity of the support required by the cohort, and they then had Open Doors Youth Service birthed out of that. We were then, we were all sparked with them. And then we separated 12 months later when we became an associated corporation ourselves. And from there, we were independent. And we've existed for 17 years now.
Open Door Youth Services makes its vulnerable clients feel safe.
I have all queer-identified staff. All my staff are sexually and gender diverse in identification. And we have a wide-ranging age of staff. So all of our staff are over the age of 25. And they all come from backgrounds of social work, psychology, youth work or nursing. So that's a huge way for young people to feel safe, as they know, I'm very open with my staff, it's important and encourage that they're open to, that they express to young people that how they identify. And so through that, young people will tend to speak up and be happy to talk with one of our youth workers, knowing that they're talking to someone who identifies as part of their community and understands and has a story themselves. And lived experience is really important for us with our staff. So they have to have had some type of experience, as a person, either coming out or, navigating the world, being sexually or gender diverse. How we make the safe space, safe is a lot through It's Safe Speak Here. So young people can come and speak freely about things. We have pronouns, so young people hear about what pronouns are. They learn about how to use pronouns safely. And all young people sort of wear a little name badge with their pronoun on it, which allows other people to also identify things like that. In here we provide, the psychosocial support, which means that young people are able to engage in conversations with other youth that they probably wouldn't have outside of here. We're also nestled and tucked away behind a building down an alleyway. It's very Melbourne of us.
Oh, very Melbourne.
And we do have a street mural. I think it's actually Queensland's only LGBTIQ street mural we have as part of our alleyway, so it is very Melbourne.
Do you have good coffee, though?
We do around the corner, but not out of here. We would love to have a coffee machine. So if anyone wants to sponsor that, I'm open to that idea. Train some young people to make me a delicious coffee every morning. I would not complain.
Upskilling.
Exactly. Life skills. We're big on that here. So we are quite hidden. So it allows young people to come down here. No one really knows what young people are accessing here for. Because we have a wide range of services we offer, someone can come and get sexual health tested via our sexual health research program or come to get referred to a sexual health clinic like Rapid here in Queensland, and no one would know that they're coming for that. They could just come for the social aspect. So being that the space is quite diverse in itself and quite multi-usage, allows for young people to sort of come here without fear of stigma.
Tackling the issues affecting trans and gender diverse young people is the service's work.
So lots of misgendering and issues in schools in Queensland around uniforms. We have a lot of, female at birth young people assigned attending all girls schools. And then when they come out and they go through that gender transition of identification, exploring of who they are and what gender they identify, there's a lot of issues that are created, especially around changing of uniforms, needing to move schools and parents' perceptions. So it can be quite a bit of a minefield for these young people being at school and quite dictated to. School's very rigid. And you have to conform, and unfortunately society says what conformity should be. And when you're gender diverse, you go against that conformity based on what the society says, and that's not necessarily correct, but it is a social stigma and a social conformity. So we do find a lot of young people sort of start off with issues at school, then that goes into the home because parents don't understand. Some parents feel like they've done something wrong or they've contributed to a problem along the way, and so there's a bit of trauma for mum and dad. And depending on how that trauma is handled with mum and dad, and also how the child handles the trauma they're going through, can really depend on if the young person becomes homeless. So it can escalate quite fast, and it can be quite a serious, high concerning situation for that young person, because as we know, as these things escalate, mental health can decline, and then that puts that young person at risk of, adverse mental health distress occurring. So it can become quite complex quite fast. However, we do have a lot of young people who have amazing supportive parents, and they might get it wrong sometimes, but they really want to try and help. And we do have a lot of those parents who come through our parent support group. So we have about 48 parents that attend that, and it's bi-monthly. And that's in partnership with the Gender Clinic. And what happens is the parents come along only, and it's a safe space where parents can talk about all the things that they're unsure of, or, overcome some of their trauma or fear with other peers. And that's been quite an amazing support group that's only been really going for about 4 months. And we're actually doing teleconferencing to a regional Queensland with that support group. So there's such a demand. So we do have a mixture of young people who are quite supportive and parents that might get it wrong sometimes and be getting it right. And then we have the parents who, get it wrong by mean they're just, the emotion gets in the way and the young person may get kicked out and gets a bit volatile. So it can be quite a mixture for the young person and experience for transgender young people coming through our service and what they're going through.
The recent $10,000 grant will help Open Door Youth Service.
We've had amazing community support, and that $10,000 grant is just one of many that have come through, and we're thankful for every single person that's donated, and this one in particular. If we didn't have this money, Jelly Beans wouldn't remain open. It's never been funded by any grants, either federal or state. And it's one of our leading programs that supports young people around mental health. And not saying that people who are gender diverse have mental health problems, but due to what they face, mental health distress follows. And it's because of that stigma and the adversity that they go through that should not be there.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.